وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the value of life from an Islamic perspective in general, and from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam in specific. So in Islam, the Islamic approach to life is it is a divine gift and bestowment to every individual. That's, you know, that's the foundation stone for human rights in general. Right? It would be, useless and meaningless to talk about any other right before this right has been provided for societies, individuals, for the citizens, for the people. Like we said, if we can't establish the value of life, then all other human rights, they're not going to stick, to say the least, or they won't be able, we won't be able to apply them. The fundamental of value of human life is the value of a human existence, as well as, the malice and viciousness of killing, obviously, assault on man's life. Therefore, killing a person is not considered an assault on man's life, but a murder, an assault on the reality of humanity and fading away when it comes to taking one person's life compared to the rest, everything fades with it. So from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, as a result, as a punishment for those who seek to fight, as we say in chapter 5, verse 33, for those who want to fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they fight the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ta'ala. And the ayah says, وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادَ, they want to see corruption on earth. Those people should be eliminated. Those people should not be, or should not take it lightly on them. Allah says, أَنْ يُقَتَّلُوا أَوْ يُسْلَبُوا, they should be killed or crucified. أَوْ تُقَطَّعُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَوْ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, that even their limbs need to be suffered. Allah is trying to make a very harsh example of anyone that seeks to create corruption on earth, because the existence of mankind itself, the life of mankind itself, it needs to be preserved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid the foundation for that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and all the Imams alayhi salam, but specifically Amir al-Mu'mineen, because he held the position of power for foreign 6 months, 5 months, he applied that. He showed the entire humanity and showed history how human life was valued under his command and under his rulership, compared to those who before him and those who were after him, who life meant nothing to them, to the extent that Hajjaj Ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, during the time of the Umayyads, that he used to get pleasure from seeing people being slaughtered and killed in front of him. Now compare that to Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, who he tries to avoid creating a war against those who took everything from him and those who were raging wars against him. And you can see the difference. You can see one is applying the notion that life is sacred, and one says, I don't really care. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, the sanctity of man's blood is underlined so emphatically in Islam that the value of life and death of an individual equal to the value of life and death of all mankind, as we have made this statement very, very clear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his farewell sermon that he delivered in the last year of his life in Mina, as he was performing his Hajj before a crowd of Muslims, he emphasized, while obviously emphasizing on the right of the individuals and the sanctity of blood, he said, "All people, you have to respect one another's life until the resurrection day," or until the day of resurrection. That was a command from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that no blood of a person should be shed. And you need to respect the life and the blood of one another. More than that, in another occasion, talking about the significance of regarding the human life, he has said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Before God, murdering a believer is worse than destroying the entire world." Just one person, one believer, if his blood is shed, that is as if destroying the entire world. Now, seriously, if we look at our world today, I mean, I don't want to look at Western countries and their wars, but looking at the Muslims themselves, when we have one country raging war against another country, Muslim country, and killing not one, not two, not 100, not thousands, hundreds of thousands have been killed, Muslims, believing men, women, and children, innocent blood being shed. I don't know how many times have we destroyed humanity all over, or the whole world all over, according to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I mean, sometimes we wonder how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see the mercy of Allah in this, that we can see that all this bloodshed being caused and innocent life being lost, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still patient with these human beings, and he's not sending punishment on them. So if one person, the Prophet said, it is equivalent to destroying the entire world, imagine hundreds, imagine thousands, imagine millions who have been killed and slaughtered under, the pretext of desires of other men and other people, which is quite sad to see. So from here that we see when Amir al-Mu'minin Salamullah Ali refuses to wage war, or refuses to fight, or refuses to create friction between the Muslims, obviously because he cared. Where the rest, they did not care. If it means that they have to kill in order for them to stay in power, so be it. But obviously, that's not how Ali alayhi salam worked. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله